Some crimes are committed in anger. Others are planned by people who've spent years learning how to lie, manipulate, and hide what they really are. The five cases you're about to hear about are not simply tragic. They're cruel, calculated, and deeply twisted. And in every story, the truth is worse than the disappearance. Loretta Saunders had just found out she was pregnant, and she was over the moon. Her boyfriend was equally excited. But just as the two were beginning preparations for the new baby, Loretta stopped responding to texts and calls. Her boyfriend was beyond confused. This just didn't make any sense. Maybe Loretta just needed some space to breathe and time to think. But before long, 3 full days had passed by with no word, not a single text. But then out of the blue, a message popped up into his phone. And it was from Loretta, but she didn't sound like herself. She was asking her boyfriend what her mother's maiden name was, claiming she'd suddenly forgotten. But what an oddly specific thing to forget, and why now of all times? Something was wrong, but it wouldn't be until 2 weeks later when Loretta would finally be found, after she'd been murdered. Loretta Saunders was born in Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Newfoundland and Labrador, which is in Canada. Her parents, Miriam and Clayton, had children from previous relationships, and Loretta was actually the 5th biological child of the family of 7. The Saunders family was very big. Aside from Loretta's step-siblings, the Saunders household also became home to several Aboriginal children. See, Miriam and Clayton were passionate about fostering children, and they'd open their doors to children in need in the community. So the house was always full of people, but Loretta loved every second of it. But while Loretta had a pretty happy upbringing, everything in her life was not sunshine and roses. See, when Loretta was in school, it was alleged that she'd been a victim of both physical and sexual abuse, and this had severe effects on Loretta's mental health. She moved from her hometown to Montreal at a pretty young age, and this abrupt change only caused even more problems for her. We don't know if it was spurred by the sudden move, or if it was more so the abuse she'd been victim to. But soon, Loretta fell into a serious hole of depression. But she was not about to give up her life because of one little hiccup. Despite this incredible setback at such a young age, Loretta pushed herself, finished high school, and was accepted into St. Mary's University in Halifax. There, Loretta studied criminology and dreamed of becoming a lawyer. Being an Indigenous woman herself, Loretta knew that she wanted to dedicate her thesis to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Canada. She wanted to spread the word about this, which was more than just a thesis topic. Loretta herself had been through many ups and downs in her own life for being Indigenous, and she made it her life mission to bring the misfortunes of Indigenous women and girls to light. She wanted to make a change, and she dedicated her life to making the lives of others better. Loretta was also in a relationship with a man named Yalcin, who was originally from Turkey. They'd been together for almost 3 years, and at the time of the case, Loretta got that unexpected yet wonderful surprise. She was pregnant with Yalcin's child. Rather than be terrified by this news, both Loretta and Yalcin were beyond excited. While this would obviously be a pretty massive change for them both, neither one saw this as anything but a blessing. Now, since Loretta and Yalcin were living together, Loretta's apartment was empty and no one was using it. Now, this may sound like an odd thing to mention, but the thing is, around this same time, Loretta had found out that the university would not approve her honors thesis topic of the missing and endangered women. This threw a kink in her plans, as they were now withholding funding for her research. But desperate to prove her point and let her fellow Indigenous women's voices be heard, Loretta made a new plan. She decided to rent out her empty apartment and use the money to fund the research into her thesis project. So she found a couple to rent her apartment to, and that was that. Things were going great, until they weren't. February 14th of 2014 rolled around, and it was Valentine's Day. Yalcin and Loretta planned to spend most of the day together, but there was one problem. Loretta had up and vanished, and now she wasn't answering her phone. Yalcin tried calling her, texting her, and leaving her voicemails, but everything went unread, and there was no response. Yalcin had no choice but to call Loretta's sister, Delilah, and ask her if she'd seen Loretta around. During this time, Yalcin received a very odd message, and it was from Loretta. Well, sort of. It came from Loretta's phone number, but The message sounded